The historiographic proposal of history and the debate. What I am submitting today is an advancement on a number of proposals on the work of historians and the writing of history that shall be the object of discussion within the academic framework of history and the debate, which I am honored to coordinate. After 8 years of contacts, reflections and debates in the form of conferences, inquiries, and online contacts, we have felt compelled to make explicit and update our current historiographic knowledge through critical dialogue with other historiographic tendencies developed in the last decade of the 20th century. First, the 60s and 70s continuism, postmodernism, and third, return to the old history, the latest historiographic innovation. Those alternatives that remain in place after this historical and historiographic transition will have to agree on a common paradigm for the historians of the 21st century. Methodology. A science with a subject. We advocate neither Rank's objectist history nor the subjectivist history of postmodernity. We propose a science with a human subject which discovers the past as it builds it, taking into account its subjectivity, that is to say, historical agents and historians that have an influence on our process of knowledge, is the best guarantee of the objectivity of its results, which are necessarily relative and therefore rigorous. The time has come for history to update its concept of science, abandoning the naive objectivism inherited from the 19th century. The narrowing of the gap between scientific and humanistic culture will facilitate the definition of history as both a social science and as part of humanities. 2. New erudition. We propose a new erudition that widens out the concept of historical source to include non-official documentation, non-written evidence, be it oral or iconographic, to the non-sources. Silences, errors, gaps that historians must evaluate, seeking to achieve objectivity also through the plurality of the sources. A new erudition decisively supported by a knowledge that is not based on the sources provided by the researcher. History made of ideas, hypotheses, explanations and interpretation, which in turn help us build the sources. A new erudition that, acknowledging that empirical works leads to the historical truth only through the communities of historians, promotes debate and consensus in collective spheres. 3. Recovering innovation. A new paradigm is necessary that gives back its academic and social prestige to method and theme innovation, to questions and answers, in short, to originality in historic research. A new historiography that looks ahead and gives the work of historians a credit for renovation and historiographic commitment. New lines of research will be found as we use our own heads on the principle that there is nothing in history that should not concern us. We will advance through the mixture and the convergence of genre by finding new uses for familiar things from bibliography to microhistory, by paying attention to cultural and scientific needs in a society undergoing a profound transformation. 21st century historiography requires the spur and the reality of truly innovative approaches, else, a lost wife, it will turn into a sculpture of salt. 4. Interdisciplinarity. The new historiography must extend interdisciplinarity in a balanced way, inward by restoring the unity of history and outward by widening out the range of alliances. It is our duty to bridge the gap between the huge archipelago that has become our discipline over the last few decades. Likewise, history must interchange methods, techniques and approaches with the social sciences, but also with literature and the philosophy of history and science, as well as with natural sciences and the newly born disciplines dealing with new technologies and their impact on science, culture and social communication. There are three avenues that, in our view, should be avoided in an effort to enrich history. 1. To pursue an impossible unifying social science around another discipline. 2. To turn the history social science dialogue into the magic wand for the crisis of history. 3. To delude history in this or that successful discipline as it is advocated today by radical narrativism in relation to literature. 5. Against fragmentation. The failure of total history in the 60s and 70s paved the way for a swift fragmentation of themes, methods and schools, which seemed to come to an end in the 90s, and that is proving increasingly anachronic for the global world ahead. The alternative is to propose new forms of globality which result in the convergence of historical research beyond historical specialities, so as to make a history free of adjectives as possible. It is therefore necessary to try out research projects that adopt the global as their starting point, mixed lines regarding themes, methods and traditions, incorporating to general history specialized paradigms, scrutinizing general history through concepts such as narration, scale or comparison, investigating world history as global history, utilizing new technologies to work at the same time with writings, voices and images, developing reflection and debate as a common ground for all historical specialties. The historical task. Being aware that subjects influence the results of research, it becomes necessary to investigate researches themselves for the sake of historical objectivity. How? By attempting to integrate individuals in groups, schools, and implicit or explicit historiographic tendencies, because they condition the evolution of written history and ultimately justify our considering a historian as a master, by studying historians for what they do, not just for what they say, by applying, with some qualifications, three key concepts in the history of post-positivism science: paradigm as a sector of shared values, scientific revolution as break and continuity, community of specialists because of their deciding power, which is in turn conditioned by their social, mental and political environment. In short, by doing an immediate history so as to anticipate the events that provoke historiographic changes. Global historiography. The extinction of national centers of renovation in the 20th century has provoked a historiographic decentralization which the globalization of information and knowledge is consolidating. Historiographic initiatives are now closer than ever to us all. Evidence of this is the growing importance of both a critical Latin historiography and a postcolonial historiography. Transnational communities of historians, organized over the internet, already play a role in the creation of new consensus to the detriment of the old system in which some historiographies depended on others. We, nonetheless, do not see globalization as a unifying process. We think and do history and historiography in different superimposed ambits: local, regional, national, supranational and international. Autonomy of the historian. As the collective projects of the 20th century fell into decline with no new paradigms clearly taking their place, the influence of the publishing market, the great media and political institutions became bigger in the writing of history, its themes and methods. In order to recover the autonomy of historians to decide the how, the what and the why of historical research, it would be necessary to rebuild tendencies, associations and communities that revolve around historiographic projects rather than around academic fields. To potentiate critical historiographies outside established powers, to use the internet as a democratic alternative media for the publication and circulation of initiatives and research, to observe the evolution of immediate history so as to capture the present and future historiographic needs of civil society. Identifying tendencies. The most noxious way of imposing one's own historiographic tendency is to negate the existence of the feasibility of former historiographic tendencies. The prevailing individualism, academic compartments and national borders hide what we share, often without our being aware of it. It is, therefore, our view that the existing, more or less latent and organized tendencies should be brought to the surface so as to clarify where each of us stands, delimit debates and facilitate consensus. An academic discipline with no tendencies, discussion and self-reflection is subject to extra academic pressure. Being aware of our historiographic commitment makes us free before undesired influences, breaks personal, cooperative and local isolation, and should facilitate public acknowledgement as well as the usefulness of our work. 10. Inheritance. We are against making a fresh start and ignore the history and historiography of the 20th century. The return of the old history makes possible to remember the critique made by Annales, Marxism and Neo-Positivism, but also demonstrates the partial failure of the historiographic revolution of the 20th century of which we were protagonists. The necessary critical and subcritical balance of historiographic abundance does not annul their relevance as unavoidable traditions for the construction of the new paradigm, because they symbolize the school spirit and historiographic militancy. The concept of a professional history opened to the new and to the social commitment, features that we must recover in the new century in a different academic, social and political environment, and having at our disposal much better means than in the 60s and 70s. Digital historiography. New technologies are revolutionizing our access to bibliography and the sources of history. They overcome paper limitations for research and publication. They make possible truly global communities of historians. The internet is a powerful weapon against the fragmentation of historical knowledge, but only if its enormous potentialities are used as an instant, worldwide and non-hierarchical tool for communication. Digital historiography is complemented by books, conventional forms of research, circulation and academic interchange. This new paradigm of communication is not going to substitute face-to-face work and its century-long institutions, but the virtual world will increasingly become more fundamentally part of the real. The internet generation and the computer literacy of the younger generation will lead to the success of this new historiography as an important powerhouse for the paradigmatic revolution between the 20th and the 21st century. 12. Generation change. The second decade of the 21st century will see a generation change in faculties as a consequence of the retirement of those born after the Second World War. Will this demographic transition imply the consolidation of a change in paradigm? We cannot be sure. The 1968 generation, our reference point, was rather an exception. Among current undergraduates, we can see the same heterogeneity as in the rest of society. We may find older historians who continue to be innovative and younger ones who have 19th century concepts of what a historian's work and the relationship with society should be. Our responsibility as historian educators is, in this sense, huge. Never before was so important to explain history with advanced approaches from high school to postgraduate courses. Future history is conditioned by the education given to future historians, our students. Theory 13. Thinking history. It is essential for the historian to think about the theme, the sources and the methods, the questions and the answers, the social interest and the theoretical implications, the conclusions and the consequences of a historical investigation. We are against a work division in which history provides the data and other disciplines reflect on them, or write stories with a popularizing purpose. History professionals have to assume their intellectual function and complete the cycle of historical studies from archive work to the assessment of its impact on the social and human sciences in both society and politics. The training of history students in methodology, historiography, philosophy of history, and other theoretically based disciplines will increase the future creativity of historian research and the standing of history in the scientific and cultural system. It is our view that a historian who does the reflection also conducts research work, and that the researching historian reflects as well, thus superseding the inevitable dilemma of positivist practice with no theory, or a speculative theory with no practice. A greater unity of practice and theory will enable a greater individual and collective coherence between what is historically said and what is empirically done. 14. The ends of history. Historical acceleration in the last decade is replacing the debate over the end of history for the debate over the ends of history. Assuming that history does not have pre-established aims, and that in 1989 a profound historical change began, we should ask ourselves where it is taking us, who is leading it, in favor of which interest and which are the alternatives. The historian must help make possible that the subjects of history build historical futures which guarantee a free and peaceful, full and creative life to men and women of all races and nations. The historian must contribute to a new enlightenment which, learning from the errors of the history and philosophy, restores the sense of progress demanded by society, guaranteeing the great majorities the enjoyment of the revolutionary advancements of medicine, ecology, technology, and communications. Society. 15. Vindicating history. The prime commitment of historians should be to vindicate the function of history, of humanities and social sciences in the education of citizens and the formation of community consciousness. History should oppose those parochial and neoliberal notions that still seek to confront technical knowledge and culture, economy and society, present and past. The more evident consequences of the policies of social undervaluing of history are the lack of career prospects, a decrease in enrollment in history schools, and the obstacle to generational continuity. The communities of historians should have set as ours the poor career prospects faced by history undergraduates and contribute to finding solutions that imply a revaluation and renovation of the work of historians. 16. Commitment. In a time of paradoxical returns, we should like to offer our support to the renewed commitment of renowned scholars with social and political causes related with the defense of universal principles of justice and equality, peace and democracy, attitudes showing solidarity which counterbalance other commitments with the great economic and political, publishing and media powers. A vital counterbalance to prevent separation of history from the great social majorities who finance through their taxes our professional activity. The new commitment we advocate is diverse, critical and future-bound. Historians should fight, using the truth as we know it, those means that manipulate history and promote racism, intolerance and class, gender or ethnic exploitation, opposing, with our knowledge of the past, those futures we do not want. Working together and competing with other social and humanistic scientists in the building of historically better worlds as professionals of history, but also citizens. The relationship of the historian with reality around us implies its analysis within the temporal context. If we previously said that our science is inseparable from the plural subjectivity of the historian, we do not find therefore qualitative differences between immediate history and mediate history, between a more contemporary history and another looking at a more distant past. Everything is history, although the more we go back in time, the less competent we become to study the economy, the society, the mentality, and the politics. 17. Present and future. Our object of the study is obviously enough in the past, but we are in the present, and the present are full of futures. Let us conclude by saying that historians cannot write history with regard outside their time and their lives. We can speak of different levels of relationship between the historian and the present time. A political and social commitment, research topic, historiography of intervention, or methodological criteria for historical research. It was half a century ago that the founders of the Annales school formulated, to understand the past through the present and understand the present through the past. Today, it is also equally necessary to emphasize the past-future relationship. The collapse of the teleological philosophies of history, whether socialist or capitalist, has underlined a future more open than ever. Historians must assume their role within its definition with experiences and the historical arguments, with hypotheses and proposals originating in history. To build the future without resorting to history would condemn us to repeat its errors, to resign ourselves to the lesser evil and to build castles in Spain. 18. New paradigm. Globalization depends on historians and history. The change in historiographic paradigms we have been proposing since 1993 relies on the accelerated historical changes starting in 1989. Between December 1999 and June 2001, we have seen the appearance of an unprecedented global movement against globalization that seeks alternatives to society. Unified thinking is now less unified. The change in civilization, the society of information, the new scientific technological revolution is branded by many as globalization. It is not easy to glimpse what the future has in store for us. we all must work together. History under debate is an active part of this transforming process. We want to change the history being written and contribute to change human history. As the historiographic debate evolves and immediate history, our proposals will receive more or less disciplinary consensus. We will vary them not according to our interest, although there are approaches which, restricted as they are unavoidable to critically condition the new paradigm, the set of beliefs and values that regulate our profession as historians in the new century. For other reasons, history shall absolve us, or that's the hope.